Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. I tell you, it just keeps rolling on. It's hot. We were talking about the weather before the show started, and how at this point in time in summer, you just take it a day at a time. Don't get too far out ahead of yourself.
And take it slowly.
And yes, and stay hydrated. But yes, take it slowly, because before you know it, September will be here and cooler weather, and then we've got that long extended period of beautiful Texas weather.
Indeed.
You know, even when it gets cold, it's not like those that live in the subarctic region up north.
Or Amarillo.
Yeah. All that does is just show you how big the Lone Star State really is. You know, we're going to be joined later in the program by Texas Outdoors Journal North Texas editor Brian Hughes. Brian and I met on Fox Sports Outdoors television, and he's been a contributor for, I guess, oh goodness, maybe 10 years. Just good stuff. And we had Dano on last week talking about saltwater.
Correct.
We need to talk about freshwater. There's some challenges. The state is mixed between the haves and the have-nots as far as water levels go. And Brian's got some words of wisdom to share and suggestions of how to stay on fish and how to stay safe. So we've got that. We've got some news. We're going to give you the CCA Star Tournament Leaderboard update.
Yeah.
So y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. You've been watching any news? Anything going on?
No,
exciting?
I don't like being depressed. I watch Disney.
Ooh, okay.
I still read the Chronicle every morning, so I get yesterday's news. You know, so...
But
so this morning, the other morning, the Chronicle was saying Boris Boris Johnson's having problems, and of course that was after he had already turned in his resignation.
Yeah, okay. I was looking for some help here in the news segment.
Oh, what? I have some stuff, though.
No, actually, let me start with this.
Okay.
Because I delayed in making any comment on last week's show because the information was still coming in and a bit sketchy, and long story short, is legendary International Game Fish Association Hall of Famer and mentor to many and TOJ contributor Mark Sosin passed away.
Yes.
Mark lived in Boca Raton. What a remarkable individual. I knew of the Hall of Fame induction, but he had been inducted into four Halls of Fame.
Oh.
And he passed away on June 30th, just at the age of 88, just days shy of his 89th birthday on July 7. Born in New Jersey, the oldest of two kids, and went to the Wharton School of Finance at the University of Pennsylvania, where he was an honor student. Wow. He was in the ROTC, known for his top physical shape plus athletic ability as a baseball player, and upon graduation was commissioned into the United States Navy, serving 4 years active duty on a destroyer and 6 years in the Naval Reserve. The guy, when you say integrity, mm-hmm. there's Sosin's picture.
Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
he always thought he'd go to work for a corporation,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, long career, get the watch, be done.
Right.
Well, he went to work for Revlon, okay?
Okay.
But he quit after learning of a lie the company told.
Oh.
Yes. And then, you know, was beside himself as to what's going on. A friend suggested, why don't you do something that you're passionate about?
Do we know where the lie was?
It's not relevant.
Oh, okay. Well, then I will ask.
okay. So
it's
anyway.
It's just to the integrity. Okay.
It's the integrity yeah. side and the honesty, right. just deeply woven into his persona. And so the friend suggests you want you to do something you're passionate about, fishing. They moved to Boca Raton, he and his wife Susan, mm-hmm. and sons Lee and Peter, and started his writing career. He wrote for some of the absolute top fishing and outdoor magazines in the country, penned numerous books, and built a reputation. And at the age of 50, mm-hmm. and this is where I first became aware of Mark Sosin, was when he started a television show. He knew nothing about producing a television show.
Okay.
All right. But he was on ESPN for 3 years, didn't really like the way the production was going, so he took control of it, not knowing how to produce.
Mm-hmm.
But he figured it out.
Okay.
Okay. As our friendship developed over the years, I would share with him dilemmas or things. And when I told him of the resolution, he'd go, Bill, I knew you'd figure it out.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and learning this uh-huh. at his celebration of life was amazing. Mark was a big guy, 6'3", 6'4", booming voice, very imposing, but probably one of the most gentle people you'd ever want to meet. He was a guest on the show many times.
Mm-hmm, certainly.
And I never will forget several things because of his knowledge. I'd ask him, you know, I teasingly but respectfully call him professor. Mm-hmm. And he'd go, don't call me that. And I go, why? You've forgotten more about fishing than most will ever know. And I ask him, of all the colors of baits, what's your favorite color? Sosin being Sosin said, I've got two colors. I go, ooh, what? You know, one's dark, one's light.
Okay.
Just a remarkable guy.
Yeah.
He's going to be missed. But, you know, we've got so many great memories of you know, his teachings. And that's really what he enjoyed was passing on his experience. What a great guy. Mark Sosin, we're going to miss you, buddy. And look forward to seeing you again soon.
There you go. Yeah. Well, hopefully not too soon, Bill.
Not too soon, but, you know, but one day
okay.
we will see. Yeah.
Okay.
So what you got?
Well, no, I just, research, I mean, it's like I didn't know that, but I just found it very interesting. And, of course, weather, we keep talking about that anyway, is so controlling. But because of my ranch power being on a co-op, I get the Texas Co-op Power Magazine. And I found this really fascinating. Up in my place between Mason and Brady, I love the lightning storms up there because we get the sheet lightning that goes across the sky. It didn't have the ground strikes.
Mm-hmm.
Found this out. April 29th of 2020, a bolt stretched across the state of Texas, never hit the ground, stretched across the state of Texas, 477 miles.
Okay.
From Southeast Texas to Mississippi. They use satellite technology to confirm that. But also, I found interesting, this year, Flatonia, is the lightning capital of the United States. Weather measurement and analysis company determined that Flatonia received 1,043 lightning events per square mile in 2021, more than any city in the country.
Hmm.
And now I know why when you pull into Flatonia, there's a sign that says duck.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew what that meant. That's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, in your hunting career, have you ever gone bear hunting?
Yes.
Have you ever harvested a bear?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
What kind of bear?
Black bear, Alaska, 41 Magnum Ruger pistol.
Okay. Have you ever been hunting for a prizzly?
A who?
A prizzly.
No.
No? You're probably just going with the old standards. Black bear, grizzly.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. What is this?
It's a hybrid.
Okay.
Supposedly, because of the warming, you know.
Okay.
Polar bears are moving further south.
Ah.
And they're breeding with grizzlies, which creates
the prizzly.
The prizzly.
Okay.
I read that and I went, you have got to be kidding me.
Did they show you a picture?
Yeah, actually they did. Mm-hmm. And it kind of has that elongated head of a polar bear, has the blockiness of a grizzly.
Okay.
You can definitely see
the hump?
You can see a little bit of both, you know, in them. More so probably the grizzly because of the color phase, you know, as opposed to. But thought that was kind of interesting. Got something else interesting that we ought to talk about.
What's that?
CCA Star Tournament.
My hand was reaching toward the
There you go. Tell us about the Little Nippers.
That's right, our favorite category on this thing, the CCA State of Texas Anglers Rodeo, friends. And this is the Star Kids Scholarship Division. The leader gets a $30,000 scholarship, and then they also have four runners-up, so the fourth runner-up gets $2,500. And right now, still the leader at 8 pounds, 3 ounces, sheep's head, is Corin Bashy, who is 9, and fourth runner-up right now, 4 pounds, 11 ounces, Eli Boone, who is 10. Gafftop, Brooks Summerall, who is 10, leading with 6.1. And our fourth runner-up, Wyatt Brown, who's 7, 4 pounds, 12 ounces.
In the Star Teen Scholarship Division, $30,000 to $2,500 scholarships. That's from the leader all the way to fourth runner-up. Sheep's Head, Julian Toboada, 10 pound, 4 ounces, the leader. Brody Wyatt is the fourth runner-up, 5 pounds, 2 ounce. Gafftop, Riley Hendricks, leads 8 pounds, 1 ounce. And to get in the money, you got to best Briley Haskett's 4 pound, 6 ounce fish.
Okay, our inshore division, Sheepshead leader, 9 pound, 6 ounce, Stephen Morales. Gafftop leader, 7 pound, 4 ounce, new leader, Brent Fesco. Black drum, oh, really? 14 pounds, even Hunter Fesco. So the Fesco family's doing okay right now.
Fesco versus Bashy, you know.
There we go. That's right.
In the Hoffpower Offshore Division, Nikosin Year, Kingfish leader, 44 pounds, 6 ounce. Walker Rhodes leads the Dorado, 45 pounds, 13 ounce. Ted Brodus Jr. Caught a big ling as the leader, 51 pounds, 11 ounces. And Andrew Wilson is our red snapper leader, 20 pounds, 10 ounce. And that has a 20-pound minimum.
Okay, the Texas Ford Dealers Red Tag Division 2 have been certified for the new F-150 boat motor trailer package, Marco Rocha and Heriberto Flores.
And actually, there was another red tag redfish caught this week by guide Aaron Harbor out of South Padre Island. However, guides are not eligible.
Oh, okay.
But guides are eligible in the guides division, where when they're present with a member of the party and catches a division placing fish, they get points, okay toward, you know, different positions and could win, you know, a boat and nice prizes. So, so good stuff there. In the blue tag division, we have still one fish caught and certified. This is for a boat package. Stephen Berries of Corpus Christi caught a blue tag, and as you say, he has a lot of new friends.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, what are we going to do? Best bets?
You bet.
Outdoor report?
Absolutely.
And we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road.
You betcha.
Right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford Tough. The best in Texas.
It's time for the best bets on Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. And let me tell you, Third Coast Thermal gets around.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of weeks ago when I was up around Abilene, with my buddy Junior Walker, predator and hog hunter extraordinaire. He's been telling me that, yeah, Clifford's been up here working with his son, you know, Guns and Ammo there in Stanford. Uh-huh. A nice, nice looking gun and sporting goods store. And then had a young guy that I met. He's got a podcast he's developing from up around Tulsa.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going... Clifford's crossing the Red River, you know, into another territory. But what we did learn, and you've seen it too, is using thermal imagery, yes, to take the shot, but also to eliminate unproductive land if you're not getting that heat signature back.
Right.
We've talked about it for some time. The Night Ride, also Zeiss's Monocular, both great pieces to check out, you know, the landscape at night, and then if you have that heat signature and see a hog or need to identify it further, then you move close. It is just absolutely a neat way of doing things and eliminating unproductive ground. Go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com, see what inventory they have available, then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is the first of five best days of the week.
Wow.
This Sunday slips to fair. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are a trio of good days, so that leaves us with Thursday, Friday, plus next Saturday and Sunday as a quartet of best days, a true rarity of a string of best days that long. This weekend, look for game to be the most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from early afternoon until late afternoon. Next Saturday and Sunday, game will be most active from mid-afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. On Wednesday, July the 13th, we will have a full moon. On the coast this weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday through Wednesday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Thursday has a double tide schedule. Friday is a three tide day, two highs, one low. Next Saturday and Sunday each have a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, fairly simple pattern, particularly for trout, as well as redfish, is the water has really heated up, and when you find fish, they're probably going to be in that same area. Moving from shallow water at pre and first light, with deeper water nearby that they will slip off into as the day warms. Redfish, more weather tolerant than trout are, they're going to be on the flats. Look for birds, particularly from the middle on up to, say, Lake Calcasieu, where the influx of shrimp is very, very prominent. Offshore, on light wind days, red snapper fishing has been very good. Not seeing the monster over 20, at least being reported, mm-hmm. Are those that are involved or entered in Star. But there's some really good fish being caught. So get out there and enjoy. Kingfish are also one thing in the mid-coast area. A lot of people will fish the surf, which is very, very popular this time of year. They'll catch their trout. Then they'll tie on a titanium leader and troll for kingfish on trout tackle, which is a real hoot.
That's kind of cool.
What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's head over to East Texas. Caddo. Really starting to heat up for bass with schooling and topwater action using flukes. Drop shots and shaky heads are good in the river system on points and drops. Be sure to scope out the lily pads and grass for fish. Conroe hybrid striper bass are good with larger size catches in 17 to 25 feet of water. Fork. Largemouth bass continue to be good early in the morning, but the bite tapers off by noon. Big worms, Texas or Carolina rigged, and big shaky heads are working best in 12 to 25 feet of water on points and humps. Big Lake Sam Rayburn. Dock fishing is good for catfish, perch, and a few bass. Bass are good early in the morning with top waters over grass, transitioning to points with soft plastics midday. Toledo Bend. Bass are biting early in the morning as the sun rises on topwater baits like popars, buzz baits, popping frogs, and spooks. Switching mid-morning as the fish go deeper to 8 to 12-inch ribbon tail worms and crankbaits in 12 to 20 feet of water. Tyler. Bass are good early in the morning on soft plastics and topwater lures. Crappie are good in 20 feet of water on brush piles and submerged structures using live minnows. Fayette. Bass are good with some topwater schooling action and in 10 to 20 feet of water on humps and riprap with various jigs and plastics. Palestine. Bass are good on topwaters early, transitioning to worms, deeper water crankbaits, and Carolina rigs. Crappie are good in 16 to 24 feet of water on brush piles with small minnows. Also try the I-55 bridge.
No, it's actually 155.
Oh, it's 155. I'm sorry, because I'm not supposed to be wearing glasses anymore. 155 bridge. And bridges near High Creek and Leadbetter Creek, Richland Chambers. Crappie are good on brush piles and bridge columns in 15 to 20 feet of water using minnows. Tawakoni, crappie action is very good with minnows out fishing with jigs for limits. Fish in 12 to 18 feet of water over brush piles and other submerged structures. And then Texoma, hybrid bass are good with topwaters early for big fish, switching to slabs after the fish move down.
All right, heading to South Texas, down Three Rivers Way at Choke Canyon Reservoir, where bass are good shallow in the mornings around hydrilla, biting on frogs and flukes. Falcon Reservoir, the water level continues to drop, but bass are good shallow with rocks on square bills and spinner baits early and late in the day. Brownwood, crappie are excellent with catches to a pound and three quarters on minnows and jigs in 12 to 8 feet of water. Allen Henry, it's not about bass, it's about crappie. Oh. Good fishing in 25 to 40 feet of water over trees and minnows. And Lake Meredith, crappie are excellent with minnows being the ticket. Small jigs and small crankbaits also work well. Walleye are excellent with many limits on minnows, crawlers, crankbaits, and grubs.
Okay, heading to the hill country, Brady. Largemouth bass are still good on soft plastics in the salt cedars with catches up to 6 pounds, but the majority coming into the 3 to 4 pound range. Big Lake Buchanan, bass are good with an early morning topwater bite with walking style lures and on rock piles in 6 to 10 feet of water and at 20 feet of water with diving crankbaits, shaky heads, and Texas rigs. Canyon, Largemouth bass are good near the hydrilla in 12 to 25 feet of water. Using flukes and trick worms, LBJ. Crappie are good in 18 to 24 feet of water on brush piles and using chartreuse jigs and live bait. Bass are good shallow on worms and flukes along the edge of water, lilies, bulkheads, and docks near the deeper water.
All right, on the hunting scene, the countdown continues. We're 7.5 weeks from the opening of the traditional fall hunting seasons on September 1. We keep talking about the hot weather, and if you're going to hunt hogs, forget about the afternoon. And if you're going to hunt with thermal and do it at night, go out maybe around 3 o'clock in the morning, hunt until first light, and then don't stop because those hogs are still moving till about 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Okay. That's a good one. Kind of similar situation for axis deer. The rut's running late. Reports that there are antlers just now being rubbed, the velvet being rubbed off.
Okay.
And because of last year's freeze, antlers cast, animals not taken, they're a year older. Some really good trophies are out there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on with you? You electric or
fuel? Diesel.
Diesel?
Oh, yeah. One of your favorites. Yeah. That's the 2022 Ram 2500 Lone Star Silver Crew Cab 4x4. It's a whopper. It's comfortable. Ram does good stuff. This is the Big Horn Crew Cab. 6.7-liter Cummins turbo diesel. Made into an 8-speed automatic transmission. This thing's got, like, the works. I mean, standard equipment already. Electronic stability control, electronic roll mitigation, traction control, trailer sway damping, trailer brake controller. This thing's got all kind of optional equipment. Just a couple of things. The digital rearview mirror, which it takes getting used to, because like looking at a TV screen. Adaptive cruise with full stop. Adaptive steering control. The towing technology group. Power heated folding mirrors. A lot of LED lighting on the thing. The utility group with LED bed lighting. Deployable bed step, which is very, very cool. Extra equipment, including 115-volt AC outlet. Second row in the floor storage bins. Heated front seats. Rear power sliding window, this is cool, 220-amp alternator, trifold tonneau cover, 9-speaker Alpine system with subwoofer, automatic leveling rear suspension, trailer surround view camera system, and more. Base on this vehicle is 47, but the one I tested was totally tricked out. 75.8 on that one, with their 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, so that's kind of cool. But check this out. It's big, it's bad, it's also good-looking, super comfortable, too. Gorgeous interior. The 2022 Ram 2500 Lone Star Edition Silver Crew Cab 4x4.
When we come back from this break, we're going to be joined by Brian Hughes, Texas Outdoors Journal, North Texas editor. We're going to check out our lakes and rivers across Texas.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, saloonier and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, again, we talk weather.
Yep.
We've got a drought. We've got questionable ground moisture. Fall forbs, don't know.
Right.
You need to have Fortified Cottonseed out. It's free choice. They eat what they need. The vitamin package supplements what Mother Nature does not provide, regardless of where you're feeding. And, you know, the savings, better than 2-to-1 over a traditional
over protein.
Yeah.
I was checking some prices in the Hill Country last week, and it's only itty-bitty more per bag than deer corn, and deer corn does nothing.
Yeah, that's like candy.
Yeah.
And as we keep saying, limited intake,
correct,
that means you're not going to take as much because of the high crude protein.
Yeah.
It's really good stuff. Go to their website, and you can watch a video that tells the entire story. FortifiedCottonseed.com. Then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Mentioned last week, we had Texas Outdoors Journal South Texas editor Dano Wise on talking about coastal activity, and we got a really neat guy who's our North Texas editor, fun contributor, Brian Hughes. Brian, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Having a great day, Bill. Appreciate you having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Looking at the July issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, and you kind of carried a bigger load last with the July issue. You did something on nighttime as the right time for fishing, and then you talked about exploring some new lakes, new water. And let's start because it's hot, and you're overly sensitive to the heat, I know. night fishing.
I find as I get a little bit older, it gets a little bit harder to take, that's for sure.
Night fishing, in the dark, trying to figure out patterns and, you know, without as much visual contact with your bait, you know, and what you're doing. What are you looking for when you're out night fishing? What's going to make you stop and fish an area?
Well, first of all, I stress the importance of getting out there a little bit before it's actually dark.
Okay.
Getting the lay of the land, so to speak, so that you know in a smaller area, you can at least know where your hazards may be and kind of what everything looks like and what you're dealing with. Do you have lily pads and topped out hydrilla? If so, you kind of want to know where that is so you know what you should be throwing. If you can't see it and you throw a spinnerbait in it, obviously that's not going to work. So it helps to get there an hour or so before dark and kind of make a plan of attack, map out your approach, and then proceed to throw at just the best cover you can find. I love to see, really I'd like some hydrilla that's not quite to the top of the surface yet, and maybe a few lily pads and some lay down logs and that kind of thing. On what they call a highland reservoir, your choice of cover may be riprap along the dam or any type of man-made structures, boat docks and such. But cover is the first thing I look for, because even at night, They will roam a little bit, but they still want to have their hiding place, not because bass are hiding from anything, but because they are predators and they want to hide behind something so they can run out and grab their prey.
Brian, as technology advancing by the second, but what about at night? What about lighting options? Can you use? What shouldn't you use? What scares fish? What doesn't? That kind of thing.
Well, the shallower I go, the less I depend on my electronics, only because there are some light noise emissions, much better than they were back in the day. Hmm. But you do still have a sonar ping, for lack of a better way to say it. And so if I'm fishing in 2, 3, 4 feet of water, I pretty much will turn that stuff off. It emits a glow on the deck, and you can adjust them to nighttime settings so it's not so hard on your eyes to cause glare. But I probably will turn them off if I'm that shallow. If I'm fishing deeper, I'm going to look for docks that have green lights. Green lights have just proven to draw fish more than any other type of light.
Okay.
And there are some lakes, I think of Possum Kingdom is a great example, where you can just basically run green light to green light and just have a fantastic evening throwing spinner baits or even little crank baits, anything that'll get down there 4 or 5 feet and get around those docks.
Okay. All right, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. Ryan, if you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well, as we're going to pick this topic up right here and talk about natural lighting when we come back.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The 33rd Annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of almost 100 prizes in 7 divisions. That's over $1 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Shoalwater Boats, Mustang Cat, and Dargle Boats. Winners spotted. Sign up at startournament.org, local bait camps and marinas. Sign up now.
We're visiting today with Brian Hughes, friend and Texas Outdoors Journal, North Texas editor. Really some good stuff if you are fishing any of our inland lakes. And mentioned before, heading into the break, talking about natural lighting, Brian. Coming up Wednesday, July 13th, we got a full moon. Okay. Before, after, in the middle... How do you play the full moon?
All of that. Absolutely all of it. 3 or 4 days before the full moon, it will be full enough, so to speak, that you'll have plenty of light. And the actual full moon, and then the next 3 or 4 days, the same story. So you get a week or 10 days there that are really good for fishing at night. And it helps you in two ways. It makes it easier for us as humans who have terrible night vision.
Right.
Makes it easier for us to see things around us, where we're casting, the log that we want to throw to, and et cetera, et cetera. But it also, there's something about it. The argument's been made that it's the pull of the moon or whatever, the extra light, whatever you want to say, but fish tend to feed more during the absolute full moon and the absolute dark of the moon. Haven't figured all that out yet, but, you know, girls are first and then fish.
There you go. And use some sort of dark bait to provide a better silhouette is usually the working mantra, I think.
And one of the reasons I like to use a large Colorado blade or a large 10-inch worm with a big tail, I want a little extra vibration as well as the larger profile at night.
That's just Brian saying he likes to be noisy.
There you go. Hey, Brian, in the area you're covering, what effects are you seeing now with all the drought conditions?
Oh, gosh, it is so varied. I tell you, I put some numbers together. I'll run them pretty quick. Falcon, 44 feet low. Amistad, 60 feet low. We've come to expect that. It's far south Texas. Lake Fork, of course, they did some work on the dam and dropped the lake. It's still 6.5 feet low. But Houston County's only a half a foot low. Palestine's 1 foot low. Possum Kingdom, 2. So those lakes have just not had any effect, so to speak. And then one other thing I want to mention quickly, the reason I like to get to a lake before dark is also to be aware of the hazards, as I said. And I had some young men, I knew some young men that were fishing on Travis last week, 3 a.m., running across the lake and hit a sandbar. Travis is 31 feet low. And they hit a sandbar and were ejected from the boat. Luckily, they survived. But they will be in some recovery for quite some time. So I just can't stress enough, when you're out there at night, if you don't absolutely dead bang know what you're doing, slow down. And then slow down some more.
Yeah. Wear your PFD and kill switch. You know, kill switch. Mandatory.
Absolutely.
Mandatory. Before we switch gears, because I want to talk about new waters, we're talking about places to go. And, of course, if you're out fishing during the day and you've got your plan of attack during daylight hours, many times that triggers a thought of, gee, you know, I like the structure, I like the area. That gives you some points to head back to at night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you found them during the day, you know, the old saying, don't leave fish to find fish. If you found a hump or an old pond dam or something in the heat of the day that's producing fish, there is no reason you can't go back there in the nighttime period and still catch fish at that same place.
Yeah,
they may move a little bit off the top to the sides or vice versa, but that is holding fish for a reason. And the old saying, "Nature abhors a vacuum." If those daytime fish move out, chances are some nighttime fish will move in. The only exception being, of course, if all the bait fish leave. If it's one of those times where it's coming on a shad spawn or something and they leave that area, then you may not have such a great success at night because there's no prey there for the fish to feed on.
Absolutely. In the July issue of Texas Outdoors Journal, Brian also penned a really informative Explore New Waters in the 21st Century, talking about fishing new areas. Maybe your lake is low or just not very productive. And you gave some tips, and one thing that always kind of clues you right off if somebody is new to fishing is they go, but I want to know where the fish are. but you didn't.
They're right here.
But you didn't give a report on my lake. Yeah. You know, there's some commonality to this that you can start to glean a plan, isn't there, Brian?
Absolutely. There's two or three things you can look to, depending on the season, of course. And that's always your first place to start is, what season is it? What can I expect fish to be doing? We're in the hottest time of the year. They're for the most part not going to be super shallow. They're going to be out a little deeper where the water's cooler. But the summertime means the thermocline, which is the layering of the water. Your warmer water tends to gather on top and down, 15, 20, 25 feet, depending on the lake. You'll see a thermocline on your electronics. If you turn the sensitivity up, you can see it. And below that, it's colder water but with less oxygen. So bottom line, once you figure out where the thermocline is, you can quickly take that to any intersecting underwater structure and know that we need to stay above that line. And so points are very good places to start on any lake. If you watch some of the pros on some of the shows out there, they've been to lakes they've never been to before, they'll go to a point or a bridge, which is also a fashion of a point, if you will, and they will start right there because those always hold some type of fish. And if you bring the thermocline into play, now we know I'm going to fish this point from 20 feet or 15 feet or less, and you have a starting place. And that'll universally work on pretty much every lake.
Yeah. Something else that surprises me, particularly when we have low water levels, and that is people going, but the map says there's 14 feet of water right here, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
They don't make the adjustment for whatever the current conservation pool is.
Well, and that's the beauty of a topographical map. You do have to make adjustments. However, that map was drawn up, if you will, with the assumption that there's no water there. That is a land map. And at one point, before it was a lake, it was a farm or it was a whatever it was. And we built a dam, we flooded the river, now there's a lake there. When you look at a topographical map and it says that the top of a hump is at 14 feet, well, that's true unless the lake is 15 feet low, and then you're going to have a little island sticking up.
Right. There you go.
So you have to make that adjustment on your map. And the nice thing about most of these maps today and the electronics that we have, you can have the map in your electronics on your... I grew up, I had to learn how to read a paper map. Now we can pull that up on our graph on our boat. We don't even have to be at the lake. We can be at home, we can be at the boat ramp, pull up the lake map and use the highlighting process. Okay, it's 4 feet low. I want to fish 10 feet of water, so I've got to figure that out and figure out where those contour lines are. They're going to match up with that, and then I can highlight those in any color available, and now I automatically know where on the lake that depth of water is.
Yeah. Paper maps, huh? Harold's maps were in stone.
So. Yeah, right.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, listen, folks, Brian's got just a wealth of information and experience in not only fishing, but also boating. Where are you hanging out these days? Fun and Ski?
Fun and Sun Boat Sales.
Fun and Sun.
Jeff was my sponsor for 25 years now. Back in 97, I got hooked up with him. And a few years ago, the opportunity came available to come up here, sort of a part-time weekday kind of, I'm not doing anything, why don't you hang out and sell some boats? And it's just been a blessing and a lot of, I'm not qualified really to do anything else.
All right, well, if folks are going to try to get a hold of you, either to pick your brain on fishing or are looking for a new boat, how can they get a hold of you?
817-280-0303.
All right, 817-280-0303. Brian, as always, we really appreciate you, man. Appreciate you being on Texas Outdoor News.
Oh, I always enjoy it, Bill. You guys are a lot of fun.
Thank you, Brian. Friends, we're going to take a break, but we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What do we got?
Well, like we've been telling everybody about the CCA Star Tournament, sign up. That's an insurance policy, friends. If you're going to fish the Gulf, you've got to do this. CCATexas.org. July 14, 16, 47th Annual Port Mansfield Fishing Tournament. Catch 22 format. I love it. At Port Mansfield Bay Offshore Kayak Division and more. Go to PortMansfieldChamber.com for information on that. And then go fishing or sightseeing or pig hunting, all of those things in your new Ford truck.
That's what I do. Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, the Mighty Mammoth work light, best thing on the planet, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, including the sun. And remarkably, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, just add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Tell you what, they've got the best headlamp.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. It really is. I mean, it's got a strap that you can put around your head and affix the light. Mm-hmm. Or you can clip it on the bill of your cap.
Correct.
Three lights, white, red, green. I mean, it's awesome.
Weighs like a half an ounce.
Don't wait, because, you know, they usually run in short supply later on. Want to thank Brian Hughes, Texas Outdoors Journal, North Texas editor. Remember, if you're looking for a boat, you're over in East Texas, North Texas, anywhere, give him a call at 817-280-0303. That's Fun and Son Boat Dealer.
There you go.
All right.
And do remember, of course, check us out online, texasoutdoornews.com. We archive the shows there. Just click on Listen to Our Show. There it is. Plus, you can listen to us on Stitcher Smart Radio. And Facebook, like us. That helps build the audience, okay? Do remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best-in-Texas Ford dealers. So whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there. Join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.